Okay, interesting. Fine. No, let me see. That's not practical. Sorry, I wanted to make space, but I didn't get it right. So sorry for my unpronounceable name. Frederick is what people call me, Frederick von Kirchbach. I actually began my career in 1974 in this building as an intern. And so it's quite a few years. In 2013, I was kicked out because I was 60 years old. At that stage, it was interesting that the UN knew better than myself that this was the right time to retire. I probably would have carried on had it been 62 or 65. I'm so thankful that they did kick me out. And then I realized something which you probably also know, namely that empirical research shows that for many people, not for all, but for many people, the years after retirement are their happiest years. And this is certainly true now for me. And so I'm glad that I had 5 more years as compared to retiring at 65. And I also find it very interesting that someone like Warren Buffett now defines middle age up to 84. I can't agree more. So how do you spend this time well? Well, you know, I try to look around. Like Manuela, I was interested in some of the associative work. I had always been associated with the 1% for Development Fund, which I think is a great thing where people give 1% or whatever they have, you know, for small projects and where you can make huge differences with very little money. In work, I had to deal with larger sums. Here, it was really just small sums, but the difference was huge. I very much appreciated that. Then I was formed actually as an economist. I saw that there is a difference in purchasing power and that for the money for which I could have gotten a very small, not so nice apartment in Geneva, I rather bought a domain with 14 hectares, 10 in Bourg-en-Bresse, 100 kilometers away, which keeps me on my toes now and which is has become a cultural center. Tonight we are going to have an opera evening, so I will not be able to join you for the cocktail. But my key message really is that it's absolutely wonderful to be retired, and I think the approach that I recommend and that I've partly, perhaps not well enough, done is, in a first phase, count your blessings. Count your blessings, and there are two blessings which we always ignore when we are here. The first blessing is that we are trained in the most efficient and best manner one can imagine to cope with very hard circumstances around us. So once we leave this building, you know, we can do anything because we've learned, we've been conditioned to handle difficult bosses, you know, cumbersome environments and what have you. And with this endowment, you know, we are nearly omnipotent. The second thing is that we tend to ignore is that the purchasing power of our income and of our savings is just so high. I mean, statistically, we all belong to the top 1% of the world's people in terms of fortune and so on. And so, you know, these are things to play with. And I think that then after we've counted our blessings, after we've reviewed also the difficulties, maybe health, maybe whatever it is, you know, difficult marriage, whatever it is, you know, we put all of this in a pot. And then we go through two phases. The first one is the dream phase, where we just dream what would be the most wonderful thing I could ever do. And then we go, then we follow Nike and just do it, right? And most important thing, don't listen to any detractors, both outside or within ourselves, who are very wise and tell us, no, that's too risky. Don't do that. You're getting old. No. My recommendation is just do it and have fun. Thank you.